You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Friday means another Friday financial update with Brian Cochran, John Moore Associates. Brian, welcome back in. Always appreciate the time you take to bring us up to speed on investments and other information on how we can biblically manage our money.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. It's always one of my favorite parts of the week.
Well, inflation doesn't seem like, you know, it's going anywhere anytime soon. And you have to wonder with recent headlines, not only this past week and weekend, in the last few weeks, some of the reports coming out, what can we look at in maybe the short term and longer term?
Yeah, on Thursday, we got the Consumer Price Index report, which breaks down inflation. And it's always interesting to see that report, not just the headline number, but also a breakdown of where the inflation is either increasing or decreasing. And Thursday's report this week had some interesting takeaways. The first was that inflation did have a bit of an uptick on the overall inflation, but that was primarily driven by energy prices. So you've probably all noticed that there's a little higher price at the pump, and those higher energy prices are a contributor to sort of the headline inflation number. However, the good news and what I think will make people happy overall is core inflation, which takes out food and energy because they're so volatile. Core inflation is on a steady decline, so we saw it slow down a little bit. And I want to clarify, Steve, we've talked about this before. This is disinflation, which means that inflation is slowing. It doesn't mean things are getting cheaper necessarily. It just means they're not getting more expensive as quickly.
All right. Well, yeah, of course, all of us are just waiting for that day when they do, and that we do start to see a decline in prices. But Brian, how hard is it once the price has gone up on some of these things to really ever see it go down, even in a good economy?
Yeah, there are some categories of inflation that, are sticky. So they tend not to waver much. And really, you probably won't see a whole lot of disinflation or even deflation as long as wages remain quite strong, which has been the case. We're still in a tight job market, and that keeps wages relatively high. So that's a big driver. You can imagine if you're running a business, you can maybe cut some costs here or there. But if your cost of employees is always rising, that's a big challenge. One exception to all that, one category I thought was interesting that is in decline is used car prices. And you and I talk off air about cars a lot. It's kind of an interest of mine, and you've got some history in that space. But car prices are actually down about 8% year over year. So I did a quick look at that, and used car prices, though, are still 36% higher than they were in 2019. So still very much outpacing income increases over the last few years.
Well, and for those in need of a vehicle, that's going to have an impact. But also those who may have an extra vehicle that they're able to unload, wouldn't probably be a better time than the present to cash in on that.
Right. Especially, like you said, if it's truly an extra vehicle, something that you're not using regularly, those prices are still pretty good. And if it's a way you can help clean up your balance sheet, pay off some debts, selling a vehicle is still a pretty attractive proposition. Definitely off the peak, but still pretty attractive. The other number that came out of the reports this week that I thought was interesting was the rather rapid decline we continue to see in commodity prices. So that could be everything from lumber to energy to materials. And then oftentimes commodity prices can be a leading indicator. It can tell us what's ahead for the economy. So the fact that commodity prices peaked quite a while ago and are now in a steep decline suggests that economic growth may slow in the coming year. And that could cause some headwinds, whether it's job growth or stock markets. There's a lot of areas where that slowdown in the economy could show up.
All right. Well, as always, great insight. And that draws us to the insights tab at johnmoore.com. It's a free resource to those logging onto the website. And Brian, it's pretty regularly updated and always full of relevant information that can be applied. What will the listener find when they go to johnmoore.com and click on insights?
I'd note two things. So first off, we just posted this week a new article all about education funding and 529 plans. If you already know about 529 plans, you may still want to jump on the website and take a look, because there was new legislation in the last year that impacted some of those rules. And there's a couple little tips and tricks in that blog post that was written by our financial planner, Cole Leonida. Did a really good job with that. The other thing I would note is we now have a new search function in there where you can search by category or search a specific keyword and go through. We've just developed so much content over the last few years that we wanted to make it easier to navigate. So if there's a topic on your mind, such as charitable giving or family transitions, you can search those topics and see what articles we've posted in the past.
All right. Well, as always, Brian, we appreciate your time and information, and look forward to catching up with you next week for our next Friday financial update from John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com. Thanks again, Brian, and have a great weekend.
My pleasure, sir.
All right. And as we head into the weekend and the end of the balloon fiesta, we encourage you, those that are driving, to keep your eyes on the road as always. But if you can get out, enjoy the balloons, and let visitors in Albuquerque know we're glad they're here. And let's represent. Have a great weekend. Join us again Monday on ABQ Connect.